Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Good morning, Matt. I like you talking about that mayor who said basically you're on your own. You know, we can say the one thing about Republicans, they're consistent. They're consistently criminal. They're consistently obstruct progress. And they consistently have no plan that helps our country. And if they do, please, somebody point it out what they've done for progress. They know how to obstruct, they know how to commit crimes, and they know how to take care of their own people. That's it. We've just had a president that committed a terrorist act, allowed a cop to be murdered, and he promoted it. And he's still free in Mar-a-Lago. I can't believe that. But anyhow, I'm glad you bring this stuff to the light, because they have to be branded for just what they are. It's a big C for criminal, and it's a nice orange suit, and it's a couple of numbers under their chin. Because that's all they need. That's all they are. They have no credibility. And the history to our buddy Newt Gingrich, who said, we are no longer friends, we are enemies, and we're going to war. And he started that ball rolling way back when with his manifesto. Every time I see that grin of his on TV, I thought, you know, no wonder you're living outside of the country. You couldn't live in our country, you'd be fried. People can't put, kind of like Walker, he went undercover, Ryan, they all go undercover. They all go, you know, to their burrows. They go down their holes, and you can't even find these guys because they don't want to be found, because they know what happens when they're out in public. I mean, they're ostracized. But anyhow, I really appreciate what you do, and you start my day off on a good note. So have a wonderful day, and thanks.
Thanks a lot, Bill. I really appreciate that. Yeah, that's a good one. They hide, and they have to flush them out of their holes. It reminds me when the Mark of the Prairie du Sac said, you know, they want a country where, you know, you go in and strangle a guy in the bathroom in a restaurant like The Godfather. I mean, that's really the kind of governance that they're talking about. And, you know, it's really bad. And, Bill, I'll tell you what, I'm going to give you another example. Make your hair stand on end. The Republican Party under Voss has just signed contracts with Washington law firms to represent the Republicans, not the state, the Republicans, if there's any litigation over redistricting, for $200,000 a month of taxpayer dollars starting in July, quote, or sooner if necessary, end quote. They are prepared to spend more than $1 million in this first appropriation, and that can easily change. I think this is fraud. You know, there should be a fair maps commission where there should be no litigation over this. And if there is, it should be conducted by the attorney general, or if a political party wants it, they should pay for it out of their donations. Why should taxpayers, why should I or you pay for $200,000 a month to Mortara and Consovoy? Those are the two lawyers out of Washington. You know, and I think they think they're quite sly. Last time they did this, it cost millions of dollars, taxpayer money, so for them to gerrymander. And then the lawyers went, we want $500 an hour. $500 an hour? And they decide when they put in the time. Guy's shaving, takes a little bit. He thinks about the case. Suddenly a half an hour pops up on his bill. Give me $250 because I was shaving. I mean, so they thought they were quite sly. Oh, we're going to do a retainer. Oh, great. $200,000 a month would pay the payroll of a lot of small businesses in the state, certainly restaurants, that kind of thing. And some people are trying to get loans for 100, 150, 200 Jeezels a month, 200 large a month. For what? Mortara and Consovoy to do what? Talk to each other? Give it some thought? Hire some paralegal to look up something. The truth is that gerrymandering should not be done on the taxpayer dime by one of the political parties because they gerrymandered last time. I think this is ripe for lawsuit. You know, I have said, and I'm saying it again, the Republican Party cannot be trusted with tax dollars. Is that hard to understand? Somebody out there doesn't understand that? If you were in charge, government came to you and they said, you send in a lot more federal tax dollars than you ever get back. All the southern states have bases. They have space programs. They have, you know, Navy bases. You don't have anything. So here's $1 billion to help you out with Medicaid. And Walker turned it down because he said, oh, I'm a conservative. Put that towards the debt. They didn't put it towards the debt. They gave it to California and increased theirs. Then they come to Walker and they go, well, here's $1 billion. You can build a train. Chicago to Milwaukee, Madison and up to Eau Claire. Businesses would have cropped up along the way. 4,000 union paid jobs. 4,000 would have taken years to build. And they were going to construct them at 35th and Capitol in Milwaukee, right in a very distressed area, and hire a lot of people who've been laid off by A.O. Smith and some of the other. No. He goes, no, I'm a conservative. We don't need a train. Why should I connect the Bears and the Vikings through Packer country? I'm a real modern governor. This guy got away with murder, okay? Now they're going, okay, a guy named Mortera and that guy named Consovoy come in. They go, all right, give me 200 diesels a month, 200 grand, 200 large, 200K, and I'll represent you starting in July or sooner if necessary. You think that Voss is going to hesitate to call him in April or May? When things heat up, give me a break. And they're going to go along, and then they're going to file. They're going to file a redistricting that is even worse than last time to try to tie us in for 10 more years to the year 2030. In the year 2030, I'll be 83 years old. I don't want to be tied in for 10 more years, okay? And the fact of the matter is, it'll be litigated. It'll go up to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Right now, I will say, thank God, ostensibly, there are 4 Republicans and 3 Democrats. Actually, the Democrats tend to be somewhat independent, but the guy who's really independent is a guy that everybody says Republican, but it's Brian Hagedorn. He's read the Constitution. He knows the Constitution. He applies his conscience regardless of party. And that's all you can ask of the Supreme Court justice. So I don't know how he's going to rule on this. But the truth of the matter is that if you have this fake gerrymander where the Democrats get 53% of the vote, Republicans get 47%, but the Republicans get 2/3 of the assembly seats, and then they slowly destroy the University of Wisconsin, slowly poison our water. People are drinking bottled water in Kewaunee and Marinette County. Pretty soon they're going to be drinking bottled water elsewhere. And everybody up north says, oh, I'm a hunter and a fisherman. I vote Republican. Okay, great. You're a hunter and a fisherman. Suppose you like clean water. Absolutely. You like to fish? You like to fish? You don't want to see your fish glow in the dark, do you? Well, no. Well, the Republicans put carcinogens in that water. You're going to have to drink bottled water. Well, that isn't right. You know, is somebody going to wake up? Maybe anybody going to wake up out there? And so that's what's happening. Your tax dollars, my tax dollars, $200,000 a month starting in July or sooner than if necessary to Mortera and Consovoy, two guys out there are going to help them gerrymander. How's that in the public interest? That is a partisan objective. That should be paid for out of the Republican Party if they're going to do it, and it's wrong even to do it. But they're going to stick it as a bill to you. They're going to stick it as a bill to you. Okay? Signing off for today, Matt Flynn Direct. Going to be back same time, same place tomorrow. Stand by for some outstanding programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate, Diamond Crute, Earl Ingram, Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood, Jeff Santos, and on Tuesdays, Busted Pencils. Saturdays, Ask the Builder, Al Bachman, Sharp Elbows, Let's Get Local, Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike, my favorite, and Max Inc. Radio. Great station, great programming all day long. I'm signing off. Matt Flynn Direct. Back tomorrow, same time, same place.